All right. Thank you, Bill, for the introduction. I want to go ahead and recognize my co-authors on this paper, the rest of the cotton specialist team for Phytogen, as well as the marketing leaders and the breeder, Mustafa McPherson, all contributed to this talk. We're going to talk about Phytogen 427, which is a new root knot nematode-resistant variety, and we've got our area of adaptation for the south, which we're calling the Delta, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast. So if we look at its characteristics, we found that it's an early maturing root knot nematode-resistant variety with excellent fiber quality. And if you look back in the 2013 OVTs, you'll see it was evaluated as Phytogen experimental number 4433-27. If you look at those OVTs, you'll see that if you look at them collectively, it was about an average performing variety. So we've found that it's got to be placed where it can do best, where you have high root knot nematode populations. We'll go through some data and show that to you, but want to make sure that's known up front. And the limited supply was sold in 2014, and we've got some experience with it now. So if we think about our breeding program and some of the objectives and goals, it's always to improve on what we currently have. So if we look at our current root knot nematode variety was Phytogen 367. It has a single gene for root knot tolerance, which was derived from LA887, developed at LSU, and licensed to Stoneville Pedigreed Seed. Phytogen 427 has two genes for root knot resistance that were derived from M240RNR, which was developed through USDA at Starkville, Mississippi. We're at a level where we can claim resistance rather than tolerance. We'll show you the difference in the numbers here. We learned today that those varieties have, or that germplasm has been out for a long time, decades, and it's taken this long to get it in a variety that can perform commercially. So we'll see how it compares to 367 here. I pulled this data set from Seed Matrix, and it's as many head-to-head competitions that 367 and 427 had. So if you look at the yield, you see that 427, agronomically as a whole, is a better variety than 367. Link quality is very similar, but we know that 367 already had a very good link quality package. If we look at the plant growth characteristics, one of the limiting factors of 367 is it tended to be a short plant. If you think about root knot nematode prone soils, you're looking at more drought prone sandy soils where growing a stock could be a problem. So we see an improvement in plant height with 427 over 367, and we've got 499 and 333 in there as a reference. They're not quite as tall as those varieties, but it is a what we call a medium plant size, a little bit bigger than 367. And it actually has a few more fruiting nodes than 499 and 333, which is an improvement over 367. A picture is worth a lot more than numbers. This is 427 next to 367 in the field. You can see 427 is a little bit more robust than 367. It has a wider canopy, a little bit taller, so you reach that canopy closure sooner. This was a four-rep strip test that we did in Jay, Florida in 2013, and on average it was about 120 pounds better than 367 without root knot pressure. So it just agronomically it's a better variety than 367. In heavy root knot pressure, this is what 427 is capable of above ground, and if you look at it below ground, you see quite a bit of difference. And this is what's impressive about the two genes that are in this plant, is that it's pretty clean. It's not getting full of nodules and being able to tolerate it. It's actually not having that interaction with the nematodes. So if we look at some of the university results we've seen so far, if you look at OVTs, every once in a while 427 does very well. So we've gone back to those sites and sampled for root knot after we look at the results. This was both the early and full season OVTs at Tallahassee, Alabama in 2013. We sampled the 427 and we sampled 499 as a reference. If 427 beats 499, there's a reason for that. If you look at the root knot numbers, this is per 100 cc's of soil. In 499, it was over 2,000. You see about an 88% reduction in root knot numbers and also about 185 pound difference in yield on average over those two tests. you look at the OVTs at Bainbridge, Georgia in 2014, we saw 427 come up and win again. I only put the top five varieties out of 27 entries on this slide so that you could see what was at the top. This is the top statistical yield group, so you see what's able to perform well in that soil. 427 was first, and one of our experimental root knot varieties, 3003 line 10, came in second. We got numbers back that root knot nematode was present a little over 250 per sample at that location. Another well-known root knot pressure location at Clarkton, Missouri, 427 won another OVT. So I think this goes to show that if it's put where it belongs, it does very well. Another way to prove its usefulness is to compare it with and without telone. So we've got four varieties, 375, 499, 367, and 427, both with and without telone. If you look at the difference in yield with and without telone, the two without the trait have a greater yield difference. But what's more important and impressive is the root knot counts with the 367 and the 427 with and without telone. They're very low either way you look at it. So we did a bunch of internal trials as well this year, and what we wanted to do was find where 427 fits. So we did as many side-by-side as we could find a place to go in fields that we suspected root knot nematode. So we talked to growers and consultants, and we got pointed in a lot of directions. And we did a lot of soil sampling, and we learned a lot about what is in the soil and what's not in the soil. So I'll go through that here on these next couple slides. In Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, we sampled 21 different sites. Only six of those sites had significant root knot pressure. So those are the six that I'm showing. But if you look at the varieties they were compared to, we've got 499, 339, 6448, and 1252. We saw, on average, an 80% reduction using 427 compared to those varieties. So it's up to the growers, the consultants, the county agents to identify the fields where this is useful, and it's a very good tool. We also did the same thing in the Mid-Atlantic. We sampled 16 different sites. They've got higher root knot pressure, or people pointing them in a better direction up there. So 13 of those sites had significant root knot pressure. And again, we went through a bunch of phytogen varieties, a couple of Stoneville varieties, and a Delta Pine, and you see that same 80% reduction in root knot numbers when it was placed where it needed to be. Everybody likes to know, well, what's it yield like when it's in those locations. So we've got different locations here, starting with one in Alabama, three in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Missouri. And basically, you see a 94% reduction compared to 499, and on average a 90-pound yield increase over those locations. So to summarize, 427 is an early-maturing, medium plant-sized variety with excellent fiber quality and two genes for root knot resistance, which gives it a consistent 80 to 90% reduction in root knot nematode populations. We've seen excellent yield potential in root knot environments. One thing I didn't mention about the Bainbridge OBT, the top yield, 427, was over 1,600 pounds. Out of 27 varieties, the lowest yield was 700 pounds. So it did very well when it was put where it needed to be. So we're calling the area of adaptation known root knot nematode fields in the Southeast, Delta, and Mid-Atlantic. And we've talked about this, using it as a rotational variety rather than a different crop in cotton, to where you potentially could go back the next year or the third year with something like a 499 or 333 with higher yield potential, rather than going to corn or another variety and getting away from cotton. So that wraps it up for 427. Any questions? Hey, Bob. Okay, Bob Kimwright asked the question. He said, should we use a variety like 427 with a nematicide seed treatment? And that's a multi-sided question. One thing we did learn is that there's other nematode species out there than root knot. So it would give you some protection for those, and it also would potentially give you some insecticidal protection. So we haven't done the trials with and without the nematicide on the seed. Commercially, we're offering it without. So it's up to the grower and the folks that he works with to advise them, but there's multiple things to decide on there. Any other questions? Thank you.